And it's BBC Radio Foyle's 40th birthday this year. And to mark it, they've launched a brand new podcast series featuring our own Gerry Anderson. BBC Northern Ireland Archives have taken a selection of some of the best from his 30-year career for the podcast in BBC Sounds. There will also be a brand new series on BBC Radio Ulster and Foyle. The Anderson Archive begins on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Let's have a listen back to some of our favourite Gerry moments, the handovers that Gerry and I used to do. And, well, certainly for me, they were very, very special. Morning to you, Gerry.
I was walking past a TV set this morning and I saw something on the screen. I said to myself, oh my God, what's that? It was you wearing cycling shorts.
Yes!
Have you got cycling shorts on?
Yes.
There are people all over the world who are looking at that and wondering what on earth has gone on.
You can go online now and see me in my cycling shorts.
I'll tell you what, I've seen worse. Seen better hanging out of a nest. Have you lost weight, Jackie? I haven't seen you recently.
Yes, I am a shadow of myself.
Anderson, there must have been money in it for him.
He must have been making money, yeah.
No, my leader, the lovely Jackie and Ballymena. Stephen, I should bring you down to meet her.
It's, Ballymena?
Do something with him, Jackie.
Yes, and I actually pay every week to go. That's how bad I was.
I never paid for it in my life.
Listen, that's your story.
Bring him down with you, Jackie.
We have evidence he paid for it. Good morning, Mr. Anderson.
I can't believe you're running again. Did you learn nothing the last time?
Listen, I'll tell the story about you if you're not careful.
I have no stories to be told.
Running up the Lisburn Road.
What's wrong with that?
In tight shorts.
That's a different thing. That's a weekend.
Asking people for money.
Well, that's a different thing. You have to raise a bob or two somehow. Listen.
Good morning.
The Queen never bothered about you, I see.
Can't believe it.
She went over to Frank
Can
Mitchell.
Can you believe it?
And he showed her what the weather was. She didn't know what weather was until he told her. Were you upset? I mean, you know, after all, you're the biggest show in the country.
Absolutely.
I regard it as a snub, and indeed a royal snub. After all, the Queen is very friendly with me. I've met her on a number of occasions, but she has obviously never met you.
And it actually made me sick.
Oh. Hello, sorry about that.
Yes, where were you?
I didn't have my little button down, and I was putting on my record, and I didn't realise...
You don't really sound like yourself today.
It sounds echoey, doesn't it? You mean like that? Sounds echoey kind of thing? As if I'm in a kind of a toilet?
You're messing. Yeah, lovely, yeah.
What are you doing?
Very good. You've discovered another little switch, haven't you?
I've got all the buttons here, Anderson! Here's Mr. Anderson. Good morning, Mr. Anderson. Is this seriously not you on Twitter under the name Gerry Anderson?
I have no idea what you're talking about. There is an imposter on Twitter. It is not me.
Pretending it's another to man. Be you.
Some a man. My son calls another man daddy.
Well, it's really funny to watch because all these people, all these stars, think that it's you, and they're now interacting with them.
Really?
Yes.
What kind of things am I saying to them?
Unrepeatable.
I don't like to put you on the spot like that.
Unrepeatable, that's why we think it is you.
It's my doppelganger.
Morning, Gerry.
Morning, Stephen, how are you?
Doing all right today.
It's a terrible, terrible day outside. Have you been out yet?
No.
Oh, it's snowing and everything.
You haven't been out yet. How do you think I got to work? Do you think I fly here in a helicopter?
I thought you stayed over just in case the listening figures came out.
Are they out today?
No, they're not. Stephen, can I ask you something? Are you getting all the support you need?
No.
I see in your ad that you might need more staff.
Yes.
There's only about 15 of them there.
Have you seen that?
I've seen everything, and I look upon it with a
jealous
eye.
You're jealous, aren't you?
Well, I don't have an ad. See, if they had an ad, it would be just me sitting on my own.
No, if they had an ad, it would be an empty studio because you wouldn't have turned up on time.
No, it'd be me sitting, anybody got a pen?
Do you know somebody wrote to us, this is a true story.
What?
Somebody watched the ad, and do you know their feedback?
What?
They wrote to us and they said, I demand to know how many of that team are Catholics and how many are Protestants.
She can tell by looking at their eyes are close together.
Honestly. Timmy Mallett joining me from Australia this morning. No doubt Anderson will.
What an exciting conversation that was. Did you say the Wallabies were jealous? Or was the Wannabes?
Would you stop it? Look, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, is incredibly popular. People often ask me what I think of you, right? And right. Here's the score. I've got a team of 7 or 8 people around me, and they give me material, and from that material, I try to sound half decent.
Uh-huh.
You create it yourself.
Others do.
And that is the sign of a genius.
Oh,
and I mean it. Hey. You are a genius in Northern Ireland, sir.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. I don't know what to say. Does that bring back memories of Jerry? They asked me the other day to write something for a Belfast Telegraph article on Jerry Anderson. And I said that when I was coming on air with him, he was so many levels above me, and everything he did with broadcasting, that I kind of felt, you know, sometimes that you have to fight really hard to try to hold your own with someone that's a lot better than you. Like, that guy was stratospheric in just his ability, as I said in that little clip there, to take nothing, to take dead air, and make it some of the most entertaining, laugh out loud stuff. Like, I used to drive up the road at 10:30 when I left the show, listening to Jerry, literally wetting myself sometimes, because he was just incredible. And the other thing he was behind the scenes was he was funny behind the scenes as well. There would be a couple of times when Jerry and I would have got into a certain amount of trouble in BBC Northern Ireland. And Jerry would be on the phone giving me advice. The best advice Jerry ever gave me was, he said, "Stephen," he said, "don't ask for permission. They can just say no." He said, "So do it." He said, "They'll then eventually catch up with you." This is the bosses he was talking about. "When they do, apologise profusely. And then a few weeks later, do it again," he said. And I think Jerry has been doing that. He did it for his career, didn't he? He was on the edge, but he was so entertaining and an incredible broadcaster. And I'd love you to share some of your memories with us of Jerry if you want to do so. 03030805555. I want to play that again tomorrow at the very top of the show, actually. I just think I have such fond memories of him.